The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. A bit of student power, Harley. I'm not too sure I'm in favour of this. Go on.
Well, it was interesting because it was really when the student power started hitting the pocketbook that it made a difference. At the University of Missouri, the school president, Tim Wolf, resigned today. At the beginning of what was supposed to be a long closed-door meeting to discuss racial issues and the student protest that calls for him to step down, they said he didn't do enough. There were acts of some racial inequality and other things, you know, on campus, and he didn't take any actions. They said he was aloof and unconcerned, and so the students started protesting. And then the football team went on strike. When the college football team goes on strike and the head coach supports him in it, it'll cost the school millions of dollars, $1 million every game is the estimate. So that was it. I mean, he had to go. And it's more about money, ultimately, than it was about doing what was right or wrong.
Absolutely. Terrible stuff. Talking about presidents, Obama has met Netanyahu.
Yeah, they met again. Netanyahu, under a lot of pressure to recommit himself to a vision of a two-state solution and that sort of thing. Of course, he said, we never give up our hope for peace. Mm. We're happy to have a two-state solution as long as they recognize Israel's right to exist and demilitarize.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whereas outfits like Iran want to get rid of Israel. And Obama has been weak on that front. Just before you go, John Lennon's guitar.
Until last year, California man did not know what he had. An old Gibson guitar with a starburst pattern. Lots of them out there. Turns out it was John Lennon's guitar. Played it when he wrote Love Me Do, Want to Hold Your Hand, other early Beatles hits.
And how much?
Julian's auction sold that guitar for $2.4 million.
Good on him. Good on him. He'll play a good sound on it for $2.4 million, I think. News next.